The Camp Cougars earned a big win in Week 1 as they beat the Audubon Wheelers 42-12. Head coach Barry Bauer was proud of his team's resiliency on the field, as there were multiple aspects of the game that he was proud of, but has been working this week to clean up the penalties.
Well, you know, I thought the resiliency was really good. I thought the resiliency of coming back and overcoming some adversity there was great. You know, jumping ahead 22-0 and then kind of letting them back in the ball game. But, you know, if you take it away, there's a special teams touchdown, you know, that, you know, was really on our end, you know, and things like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, you let them back in for a 22-12, and then you make a big-time defensive play and scamper, you know, pick off a screen pass and then, you know, run some QB, you know, powers and counters and stuff like that, that kid with some fresh legs, and I think you're in pretty good shape. So, but for the most part, there were some great things. There's some things that we need to clean up. You can't have 85 yards and penalties. You know, you can't have four turnovers and things like that in order to win ball games. So we've just got to make sure that we clean that stuff up.
Chase Speaker had a very impressive Week 1 debut as he threw for 164 yards and two touchdowns. The junior also earned two rushing touchdowns as he was a leading rusher with 119 yards against the Wheelers. Coach Bauer's looking for him to be in a leadership role in the pocket and to develop from last week, as he has been watching film to see what made him successful and unsuccessful on the field.
Well, we need him to grow every single week and grow from a maturity aspect, grow from, okay, do I wing it in there or do I throw it out of bounds? Take care of the football. I think those are the biggest thing, is just be the game manager that he needs to be on a weekly basis, you know, because he's got some athletes around him. He's got good guys up front. So just manage it. Don't always try to take the big home run shot, you know, at the very beginning and go from there. Take what the defense gives you, live another day and go from there. And I think that's one of the things that we've been trying to preach to him. This last week was really good for us to get everything on film, because then the kids can see it. You know, they accepted responsibility for it. And once you accept responsibility, then are you willing to grow from it and learn from it and don't make them again?
Jack Fullman, Brody Paulson, and Ryan Bauer showed up to play last Friday night. Fullman had 107 receiving yards and caught two touchdowns on the offensive end, while earning 7.5 tackles on the defensive side of the field. Paulson earned an interception and had 6 solo tackles. He also had a 12-yard rushing touchdown for the Cougars that helped put them over the edge. You cannot forget about Ryan Bauer, as the sophomore had 2 interceptions for 54 yards and earned 6 tackles. Coach Bauer is proud of his seniors for their ability to play on the field to their highest level.
Well, I thought they did a nice job. I mean, they've been in the program now. This is their 4th year, you know, and when you've been in the program, you understand the expectations. You understand what your roles are going to be and just learn this. I mean, the system in general and being in the right spots. And when you're in the right spots, then good things are going to happen to you. And you know, they played in some big time football games just like they did last week. And when they show up to play, then the other people around them, you know, rally to what they need to do. So very, very proud of them. They came to play and especially on a hot and humid night like it was that night and to overcome some adversity and they did a very, very nice job of showing some of those leadership skills that need to be done and just very proud of them.
The Cougars are looking at the Griswold Tigers as a force to make a move. Griswold has an impressive defensive line, as Coach Bauer knows the Tigers put the pressure on his squad on the defensive end of the field. Griswold is led by Wyatt Silk so far, as Bodie Wyman got hit early in the last competition. Wyman was a more than impactful player last season, as he threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. Zane Johnson showed his ability on the defensive side, as he had 7.5 tackles and rushed for 36 yards in the last game. The Tigers are an aggressive team that plays skillfully on the field, something that Cam is excited about.
Well, I tell you what, they're big up front. I mean, when you go 280, 285, 275, I mean, you're big. And when they get their mitts on you, you're going to go for a ride. And I think that's one of the things that was really impressive to me was their feet, you know, and just their movement. I think that was the biggest thing for us. They've got some tremendous skill athletes. I mean, Jiminy Christmas, when you look at the linebacker, you know, Zane Johnson, he stands out there on the weak side linebacker. And then you got Bodie Wyman, who started at quarterback for him. He's a very, very good athlete, you know, and can run the offense very, very well. But, you know, they're big guys up front. Their defensive line really stands out. They'll box you right back in, right to the linebackers. They'll fill the gap, you know, known to mankind. And they got some really good skilled DBs. So, you know, we're looking forward to playing these guys and seeing what they can do. But, you know, I know that they're going to be excited to come here and play some football. And we're just excited for it.
Griswold will travel to Cam to face off under the lights at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.